playing the best songs on the planet.
Costa Calida International Radio, the best radio station on the Med.
Hello, I'm Martin, and this is my show. Each week, we take a deep dive into one artist, one story, 1 hour. We crack open the tracks, peel back the history, what was happening in the studio, on the streets, in the headlines. It's not just music, it's a movement. Each episode becomes a music brick, a solid piece of sound and story, stacked into a music wall of riffs, revolutions, record sleeves, and raw truth. This is more than nostalgia, it's a blueprint, and this is Music Brick. Tonight, we're diving headfirst into an immortal. We walk the line with a man who carried a freight train in his voice, a Bible in one hand and darkness in the other, Mr. Johnny Cash. Born in rural Arkansas in the teeth of the Great Depression, raised on gospel hymns and cotton fields where his family worked themselves raw, the rhythm of labour, the hum of church choirs, and the whistle of passing trains all sank into his bones. A boy who sang with his family in the dirt would one day stand in the spotlight of Folsom Prison and sing to men serving life. His story is one of contradictions. He could be a patriot and a protester, a faithful husband to June, and a man who burned through pills and broken promises. He wore black not as a costume but as a creed. Armour for the poor, the beaten, the forgotten. Across 50 years, Johnny Cash cut through American life. Sun Records, The Outlaw Years, San Quentin, The Duets, The Exile, and the astonishing late rebirth with Rick Rubin. This is the journey of the man in black.
You're tuned in to Music Break. Built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's 1955, Memphis, Tennessee. Johnny Cash is just another appliance salesman with a head full of gospel and a freight train rhythm. He walks into Sun Records with the Tennessee 2. Luther Perkins on guitar, Marshall Grant on bass. Sam Phillips doesn't see it at first, but Cash keeps pushing, keeps hustling. Cry, Cry, Cry becomes his debut single, a lean 2-minute warning shot. That same year, the first McDonald's restaurant opens in Des Plaines in Illinois, marking the start of a global fast food phenomenon. America is shifting beneath him while Cash chases his own freedom on the road and in the studio. At home, Vivian, his first wife, is raising their growing family. Cash is on the road, chasing the dream with barely gas money in his pocket. Without this cut, there is no man in black, no prison, no legend, no rebirth decades later.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights uptown. I wasted my time when I would try, try, try. Cause when the lights have lost their glow, you cry, cry, cry. Sugar daddies will all be gone. You wake up some cold day and find you're alone. You'll call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye, bye, bye. When I turn around and walk away, you'll cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, 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 and you'll cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own, you're gonna cry. Cry, cry. I lie awake at night to wait till you come in. You stay a little while and then you're gone again. Every question that I ask, I get a lie, lie, lie. For every lie you tell, you're gonna cry, cry, cry.
When your fickle love gets old, no one will care for you. Then you'll come back to me for a little love, that's true. I'll tell you no, and then you'll ask me why. When I remind you of all of this, you'll cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, 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 and you'll want me then. It'll hurt when you think of the fool you've been. You're gonna cry, cry, cry.
Johnny Cash was obsessed with trains, the sound of the rhythm, the symbolism of escape. In 1955, just after Cry, 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 he caught Hey Porter at Sun Records. It's a young man's song, a restless plea to the conductor to hurry the train south, back to Tennessee. Behind it was a deeper longing, to escape the grind of odd jobs and debt, to get his foot planted in the music world. Meanwhile, Rosa Park refuses to give up her bus seat in Montgomery, Alabama, sparking the Montgomery bus boycott and changing civil rights history forever. Cash is touring Tennessee and Mississippi, living out the rhythm of the rails, while society shifts around him. Vivian manages the household while Johnny chases studio time and radio spots. Hey Porter only made a ripple in the charts, but it carried the drive that became his hallmark. Motion, determination, and the endless sounds of wheels on the track.
Hey Porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer will it be till we cross that Mason-Dixon line? At daylight, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Or better still, just stop the train, cause I want to look around. Hey Porter, what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixie, will you tell that engineer to ring his bell? And ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up and yell. Hey Porter, it's getting light outside. This old train is puffing smoke and I have to strain my eyes. But ask that engineer if he will blow his whistle, please. Cause I smell frost on cotton leaves and I feel that southern breeze. Hey Porter, please get my bags for me. I need nobody to tell me now that we're in Tennessee. Go tell that engineer to make that lonesome whistle scream. We're not so far from home, so take it easy on the steam. Hey Porter, please open up the door. When they stop this train, I'm gonna get off first, cause I can't wait no more. Tell that engineer I said thanks a lot and I didn't mind the fare. I'm gonna set my feet on southern soil and breathe that southern air.
In 1956, I Walk the Line turns Johnny Cash into a household name. The song is a vow, fidelity wrapped in a baritone steadiness. He wrote it as a pledge to Vivian, a public declaration of loyalty while he was constantly on the road. The humming, the key changes, all strange, all accidental genius. It went to number one on the country charts, breaking him wide open. Meanwhile, the Suez Canal crisis erupts, a defining moment for British foreign policy and global politics that shook the world stage. Cash is watching the world change around him while trying to stay grounded. The irony would hang over him for years. Temptations of fame and the pill habit gnawed away at that promise. Still in the moment, this was his coronation. A 24-year-old man with a voice older than stone, suddenly standing among Hank Williams and Lefty Frizzle as a peer.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. Give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Today, a new moon is in the sky, a 23-inch metal sphere placed in orbit by a Russian rocket.
Where much of Johnny Cash carried weight, Get Rhythm was pure joy on acetate. Originally tucked away as a B-side in 1956, it became a fan favourite. The song is a slice of Cash's gospel roots turned playful, advice from a shoeshine boy who knew how to lift spirits. Cash's Tennessee 2-bound kept it sparse, just that boom-chicka-boom rhythm that became his trademark. Globally, the Soviet Union launches the first artificial satellite, Sputnik 1, igniting the space race. While the world looks onto the stars, Cash is pounding the highways, playing small town halls and keeping the rhythm alive. By this point, the touring was relentless. Vivian at home, Johnny gone for weeks, chasing radio spots, county fairs and stages. Yet this song captured another side of him, mischievous and smiling, not yet hollowed out by the strain of pills and guilt.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town. Bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Well, I asked him while he shined my shoes how to keep from getting the blues. He grinned as he raised his little head. He popped his shoeshine rag and then he said, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes, get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues. Well, I sat and I listened to the shoeshine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump with joy. Slapped on the shoe polish left and right. He took his shoeshine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. I said, you mighty little boy to be a-working that way. He said, I like it, with a big wide grin. Kept on a-popping and he said again, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, it only cost a dime, just a nickel a shoe. It does $1 million worth of good for you. Get rhythm. When you get the blues.
It's 1958, Big River is Johnny Cash the storyteller. a man chasing lost love from St. Paul to New Orleans, tracing the Mississippi's muddy path. The song gallops with geography and grit, each verse painting another town, another heartbreak. Bob Dylan later recalled it one of the great American folk songs written in the rock and roll era. The same year, the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory launches Pioneer 1, America's first attempt to reach the moon. By now, Johnny was restless, his marriage strained, his reliance on pills deepening. The road was unforgiving, but in the studio, he still had precision. Luther Perkins' guitar twang sliced like barbed wire. Cash was already thinking bigger than country music, carving out a myth that borrowed from folk, gospel, and Americana all at once.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough, dump my blues down in a gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Now I talk to weeping willow how to cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
On January the 13th, 1968, Johnny Cash walks into Folsom Prison and cements his legend. He'd written Folsom Prison Blues back in 1955, inspired by a movie about prison life, but singing it to the inmates inside the walls was a different power. When he hit the line, "I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die," the room exploded. That spring, the Tet Offensive shakes Vietnam, dominating headlines worldwide and changing perceptions of the war. Cash is inside Folsom, giving voice and dignity to the incarcerated, while the nation outside reels. By then, he's clawing his way back from addiction. June Carter is his anchor, coaxing him toward faith and survival. It wasn't just a concert, it was America staring at its own locked away shadow.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
I don't know why, but every time I hear that, it brings a smile to my face. But moving on, Cocaine Blues was no radio single. Too rough, too raw. But live at Folsom, it became a showstopper. The tale of Willie Lee, who kills his woman and runs until the law drags him back. Murder, cocaine, regret, all spat out in Johnny Cash's relentless rhythm. For the inmates listening, it wasn't fiction, it was their lives. 1968 also saw the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., sparking riots across American cities and grief worldwide. Cash himself knew the edge of destruction. Pills and exhaustion had nearly buried him just years before. Singing this outlaw ballad, he wasn't play-acting. He was admitting how close he'd skirted the same fate.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. And yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shut her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dirty carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Up and he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
These men have receptions, Matlock, A50632. and Bat Shelter, 839-879. They have receptions.
Let's just take a minute and breathe and have a recap on what we've listened to so far. We started with Cry, 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 Johnny Cash's first shot at Sun Records, the one that set it all in motion. Then Hey Porter, a young man chasing escape, trains carry him toward the future. Cocaine Blues, raw, violent, roaring inside Folsom Prison, truth with no disguise. I Walk the Line, a vow to Vivian, steady and unshakable, at least for a time. Get Rhythm, joy in a shoeshine boy's wisdom. Cash smiling in the groove. Big River, Heartbreak Down Mississippi, the sound of a restless storyteller, and Folsom Prison Blues, 1968. Behind the walls, Cash face to face with the forgotten.
You're tuned in to Music Break. Built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless. No compromise, no pretense.
No pretense.
Next up is a song that really doesn't need an introduction. It starts with a laugh, a story told across the dusty stage in Nashville. A boy named Sue is Johnny's sly nod to identity, fatherhood and survival. He wrote it for the road, inspired by the friction with his own father who left when Johnny was young. The song is a storytelling masterclass, humour and grit wrapped in a twangy melody. By the time it hit the charts in 1969, Cash was performing in packed halls, but home remained his anchor, June Carter, keeping him steady, grounding him. Across the Atlantic, the UK is seeing the rise of glam rock and cultural shifts with bands like David Bowie beginning to stir. And in a way, Cash's outlaw persona resonates even there. It's funny, rough, and a tender song about growing up hard, learning lessons, and walking through the world on your own terms.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile, and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough, and I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die, and it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, 'cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Would be all right for me to take this time to just say a few words to all of you wonderful people.
You
and
go
all,
right ahead, honey.
I would like to. See, I haven't been on the show this season except on film because I've been busy. And maybe most of you know about our little baby. We've got a little baby boy, John Carter Cash. And he's a perfect little baby, and I just wanted to say thank you to all you wonderful people all around the world.
Next up, an absolute classic, that is Jackson. Two voices collide like a playful duel. Cash and June take the stage and turn mad little banter into music. Jackson is sharp, cheeky and intoxicating. It's about love, teasing and push and pull of life together. Their chemistry is real, lived in, seasoned by years of touring and surviving personal demons side by side. The UK was mid-British invasion mania, Beatles, Stones, but here the sound is timeless, steeped in storytelling and folk roots. It's intimate and global all at once. The song became a symbol of Cash and Carter's partnership, irreverent, honest and full of mischief. By the end, the listeners aren't just hearing a duet, they're invited into a marriage that had survived chaos, fame and addiction, and somehow laughs all the way through it.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big tough man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all.
Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jackson.
Next up, if I was a carpenter. Sometimes Cash steps back from the outlaw, the prison, the stage, and just sings. If I were a carpenter, as quiet, reflective, almost conversational. The lyrics flirt with humility, devotion and possibility. He covers Tim Hardin's song with a soft baritone touch that transforms it into a love letter and a meditation on self-worth. Cash's voice carries history, the freight trains of Arkansas, the struggles of marriage, the long nights on tour. The UK audience embrace this song too, its simplicity cutting through the pop extravagance. You hear it and feel the pause, the human heart resting for a moment in a chaotic career. It's tender, cinematic and personal, a reminder that even the man in black is a space for quiet reflection.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blouse and your soft shoes shining?
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
To anyone who ever wondered, Johnny Cash next explains the wardrobe, the symbol, the creed. Man in Black isn't a song about fashion, it's a statement. A mission he sings for the forgotten, the disenfranchised and the misfits. The rhythm is simple, stark, carrying the weight of decades of tour and struggle and observation. In England, the industrial strikes are rumbling, the miners and workers are taking centre stage in media coverage. Cash's empathy for the marginalised resonates internationally. This song isn't a protest without anger, reflection without despair. It reminds audiences that Johnny Cash's music always spoke to the human condition, to love, loss and survival, not just in Tennessee or Memphis, but everywhere a listener feels the world isn't fair.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said.
about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black and mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
Next up, Ira Hayes, a Pima Indian from Arizona, a Marine, and one of the men who raised the flag in Iwo Jima. A national hero for a moment, then forgotten. He came home to poverty, racism and silence. Drank to numb it, died face down in a ditch at 32. Johnny Cash didn't write the ballad of Ira Hayes. That was folk singer Peter Lafarge, but he made it immortal. Cash recorded it in 1964, when few white country artists could touch Native American stories. Radio stations refused to play it. Cash pushed back, buying ads himself to demand airplay. He saw Hayes as a brother, a man chewed up by fame, by a country that used him then looked away. It's not a protest song, it's a reckoning. Cash sings it straight, stripped of glory, one soldier's truth delivered without apology. In the UK, social awareness is rising, and there's a fascination with American culture and its contradictions. This song lads across the Atlantic with the same punch, truth and empathy. Cash has a knack for storytelling that pulls you into someone else's shoes without judgment, reminding audience that sometimes the loudest wars are the silent ones we ignore.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over, and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian, Ira Hayes.
them drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Next up, a signature and inescapable hit. Ring of Fire is the fiery volcanic side of Johnny Cash. Passion, danger and redemption circling each other like wild horses. Cash didn't write it. June Carter and Merle Kilgore did. June said she wrote it while falling in love with him, knowing full well it could destroy them both. At the time, he was still married to Vivian. Spiraling through addiction and exhaustion, June's lyrics were a confession, a warning in one. Love is a burning thing. Cash dreamed the song with Mexican trumpets, a mariachi blaze that gave it an unforgettable sound. He recorded it in 1963. While his life teetered between ruin and rebirth, the record burned up the charts, stayed at number one for 7 weeks. For Cash, it was prophecy fulfilled. Love, sin and salvation, all tangled into 3 explosive minutes.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, a ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Well, I'm actually sad to say this, but I can't believe we're here already. The final song in this incredible Music Brick journey. Cash's cover of Hurt is a twilight confession. The voice is fragile, worn and yet commanding. A man reflecting on life, regret and mortality. The music's quiet, cinematic, each note a heartbeat. Rick Rubin's production strips away everything unnecessary, leaving only truth. Originally written by Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails, Hurt was born from self-destruction and despair, but when Cash took it, he turned it into something sacred. Reznor said that watching Cash's video felt like watching someone else die, and admitted the song was no longer his. June Carter hovers in the background of the video, watching her husband fade, knowing the end was near. Within months, both were gone, yet together they've left something eternal. This wasn't just a cover. Even in his final breath, the man in black still had something to say, and the world stopped to listen. The video of Cash staring at the camera became iconic. This wasn't just a song, it was testimony of a man laying down his armour and turning pain into peace. For Johnny, the studio becomes a confessional booth, a place where honesty and legacy meet. Even at the end, the man in black commands attention, leaving an indelible mark on music and the human heart.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down,
from me here.
I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
What an absolute privilege this was tonight to bring you this Music Brick. Johnny Cash's life was a road of contrasts, shadow and light, sin and redemption, solitude and connection. He walked alongside the downtrodden and the celebrated, always listening, always observing, always translating human experience into song. From the freight trains of Arkansas to the glaring stage lights of Nashville, from the echoing halls of Folsom and San Quentin to the quiet studio sessions late at night, he bore witness to a world both beautiful and broken. He carried his love for his family, the unshakable bond with June Carter, and a devotion to truth that demanded he sing for the forgotten, the prisoners, the workers, the weary, and the overlooked. His music burned like fire, yet soothed like a hymn. It was the voice of the road, of home, of conscience. Every note, every lyric, every restless step told a story of endurance, reflection, and courage. In the end, the man in black remains a mirror of our flaws, our dreams, and our capacity for grace. His songs do not fade, reminding us of life's grit, its tenderness, and the journeys we each must take. The world listened and was still listening now.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
You're tuned in to Music Break, built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless.
Next time on Music Break, a band that never fitted neatly into any box. They weren't quite punk, not quite new wave. They were something nastier, smarter, and more musically dangerous. Formed in Guildford in 1974, they hit the scene just as the punk was exploding. They stood apart, older, sharper, meaner. Jet Black had been a jazz drummer, Hugh Cornwell a biochemist, Jean-Jacques Burnell a karate black belt, with a bass sound that sounded like a chainsaw. When Peaches and No More Heroes hit, the establishment recoiled. Snarling vocals, sleazy bass lines, and lyrics that sliced through British respectability. But beneath the menace was wit, melody, and a strange kind of sophistication. The Stranglers weren't following punk, they were shaping its edges, adding menace and mystery. In a country still shaking from strikes, Thatcherism, and tabloid rage, their music sounded like Britain's bad conscience. Next time on Music Brick, I give you The Stranglers. This Music Brick show isn't just about music. It's about you and the songs that have stayed with you through your life. The tunes that shaped who you are. So please go and take a look at our Facebook page. Just search at Music Brick. Every song ever recorded means something to someone, and that includes you. We'd love to hear about your favourite songs and the memories connected to them. Our Facebook page, at Music Brick, is where we share these moments and the songs that made them unforgettable. This is your invitation to come and join us, share your story and be part of a growing community. Just search at Music Brick on Facebook. It's a place for everyone, and we'd love you to be part of it. And there you have it. Another Music Brick, another album, another journey. Keep your ears open and your spirits high. Keep listening, keep exploring, and above all, keep the faith. Night-night, Mum.
Playing the best songs on the planet.
Costa Calida International Radio. The best radio station on the Med.